That's certainly the case tonight. I'd like to welcome our next performer, who is a comedian, and his name is Rob Forsese. Please give him a big welcome.
Thanks, Ellen. Thanks for having me back. And how you guys doing today?
Good.
Good.
We're with you.
Yeah. I'll make this quick because I got to get back to my other gig at Cash Cab. Yeah. And I had an interesting morning. I went to the store to pick up some Lysol disinfectant spray because I like the product because it makes your house smell fresh without having to clean it. Yeah, I mean, it's really the lazy man's cleaning product. It's really just cologne for your home. But you know, I had a thought. I think Lysol would be the perfect cologne for a man. Because I think you can attract some women if you smell like you just cleaned your house. Yeah, wear that summer breeze. It'll make you feel fine. Yeah. And actually, I noticed on the Lysol can, there are directions. Yeah. And on these directions, it says, do not spray in your eyes. Thanks for the tip. But I want to meet this person who thinks they have odor in their eyes. Yeah. Now, I like Lysol because it's such a versatile cleaning product. You know what else is a versatile cleaning product? Baking soda. But that may be a little too versatile, okay? Sure, you can clean your teeth with it, but you can also remove the odor from a litter box. Ain't that something to think about next time you use it to make cookies? Because I believe cookies and litter do not go together. And you know, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't have something to say about Tiger Woods. Yeah, four. But I would like to say, I believe that he wasn't lying to the media when he said he was working on his swing. And that he was all over the place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we all know the story. He had to go to a sex rehabilitation clinic. I never heard of these things, sex rehabilitation clinics. I mean, who runs these things? Santa Claus? Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I mean, but then again, if that were true, we wouldn't be talking about the South Pole. You know? But then again, I think this is the perfect thing for Tiger Woods, okay? Because why not, you know, cure his addiction to sex with other men that have this same problem? You know? I mean, come on. It's like going to jail. Yeah, your golf shoes looking cute. I mean, we don't need the death penalty. We need more sex rehabilitation clinics. You know? But life is very scary. Very scary. Actually, I'll tell you about something that scared me. On my way down here, I passed by this place in Shrewsbury called the Gun Room. Yeah, the gun room. Sleep tight. Yeah, why don't they just call this place? Want to kill somebody? I mean, what is that all about? And I'll tell you, if my wife ever finds out about this place, I ain't never staying out late again. No way. Nope. And scary part is I'm turning 32 this month. Yeah. And I'd like to talk to y'all about something that I'm comfortable talking about now, that I wasn't back when I was a kid, is that I suffer from a seizure disorder. I have since I was 2 years old. And don't feel bad for me, because I know the people out there love and support me. I mean, my wife makes me feel good about it. She calls me her favorite vibrator. Yeah. And you don't want to see me on a dance floor, because I'd be shaking. Okay? But I'll tell you, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. I remember when my niece graduated nursery school, I was thinking, great, now she can sell plants. Yeah, I found out my computer had a virus. I didn't know where to put the pill, so I just sprayed Lysol on it. Thank you very much. My name is Rob Versace.
Okay, one more hand for Rob. I know it's hard.